Yes, indeed. It is a Monday. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, we're here to make Mondays great. Not so great for the Russians as Ukraine blew up a bunch of their planes. That's right. A Ukrainian drone attack has destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russian territory.
Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
Pooty Poot is going to be very upset.
Yes, he will.
The Associated Press report on Sunday, Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles and drones a day before the two sides meet for a new round of direct talks in Istanbul.
Don't you love how they just keep like shooting each other while they're talking about peace? We're on the way to the peace talks, but let's blow somebody up right now.
Yeah, one of the popular theories is that Putin is going to, he's just pretending like he's going to play along with some sort of peace talks and some sort of ceasefire, but has no intention of slowing things down. He's just buying time before he gets the real, the harsher sanctions are going to kick in.
Right.
So he's just trying to buy time, push that off.
Gotcha.
But eventually, if he doesn't cooperate, shall we say, then Trump's going to pull the trigger on every economic tool in the toolbox, I think. And
I think you're right.
Yeah, and will that get Putin to see the light, so to speak? I don't know. If the president, who I think felt like he kind of knew him a little bit, and I believe he's a bit befuddled by Putin's behavior, so
yeah,
I'm not sure. And maybe that's the way he wants it. Maybe he wants to appear a little bit like, he is the wild card.
Right.
And he wants people to capitulate to him. We'll see. We will see. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and connect with our friend DC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Very encouraged this morning. Very encouraged. Putin has made threats to use nuclear weapons 40 times, never used them. I'm beginning to believe, like a lot of my friends are, that are in the intelligence agencies, that the corruption in Russia has degraded the ability of their nuclear arsenal. Supposedly they have 5,600 warheads. It takes about $100,000 every 10 years to keep maintenance up, just in one aspect of replenishing the radioactivity in the warhead. In 2021, the United States spent $50 billion updating our 5,000 warheads. Russia spent $56 billion for their entire military.
Oh,
so we see that maybe their nuclear arsenal isn't all that it's made up to be, number one. Number two, this strike that Ukraine did over the weekend with these FPV drones took out 40 of their strategic bombers, part of their nuclear triad. One of the bases that they hit was the base that Russia has been beefing up to put pressure on Finland. And they hit that base all the way over on the east side of Russia, northeast side. So Putin losing 1,500 men every day is not very popular in Russia. Their inflation rate, you think ours is bad? Theirs is 27%. Right now they're saying that, I forget the percentage of people that have defaulted on their credit cards in Russia. Their economy's falling apart. The Federation is under a lot of internal pressure, and Putin doesn't have the strength to hold it together now. His military has been decimated. His armor and his weapons have been decimated. So he can't fight a war, plus try to keep the Federation together should the people get tired of sending their sons and uncles and fathers off to die. One key thing to remember about this weekend, Russia had 10 or 11, I'm not sure the number, AE-50 AWACS planes and at least three of them were taken out. Now, they had planned on upgrading to the AE-100, which didn't work. They should have already been out, but the technology wasn't there. So they've taken a big hit, even in their ability to facilitate nuclear strike. And I don't know what's going to happen there. I think Russia, if Putin doesn't make this deal, which you've got to give all the credit to Trump, you got to give all the credit to him. He played it just right. If he doesn't make this deal, I think we'll see the end of Russia.
How does North Korea and maybe China, how do they factor in terms of helping Putin?
Okay, so China is just using Russia to get fuel cheap to further their own war effort. North Korea is trying to get the nuclear technology from Russia so they can deliver a warhead to the United States. That's what they're after from Russia. The same way that Clinton gave away our technology to China for them to be able to deliver a warhead to the United States back when he was president, that's what North Korea is looking like. Now, let's look at North Korea. They just launched their 500-ton frigate or destroyer, if you want to call it that, and it turned over, and now it's possibly total.
Yeah.
This is great news for America. Great news, and I give all the credit to President Trump.
Well, and we always appreciate your input and your expertise, DC. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm happy to hear it. Then this could be a turning point, and maybe we'll get peace sooner rather than later, which would be nice.
Yes, it would.